After Tuesday's city council meeting in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, two much-discussed issues are on Mayor Linda Tyer's desk. She spoke with WAMC about discontent with the city's metered parking program, spreading from a downtown business owner to a possible citywide referendum by the council. She also discussed a referral from her opponents on the council, asking her to find a new source of funding for a home improvement loan program aimed at upgrading Pittsfield's aging housing stock in its poorest communities.
I understand that the city council feels obligated to undertake their own assessment of the condition of parking, sort of the state of parking in the city of Pittsfield. And, you know, I think one of the things that's being missed in this is that since the inception of the parking management plan, up until this very moment, we have had an engaged group of stakeholders who have, first of all, designed the parking management plan, chosen the meters, made recommendations about what the fee should be. They walked with us as we began the implementation. And so to suggest that there hasn't been sort of an ongoing assessment and review of our parking management plan is an unfair claim, because there's a lot of people who have been working hard, and it's a diverse group of stakeholders, including downtown merchants. So I would say that first. The second thing that I would say is, if the city council is going to make parking free in the Columbus Avenue parking garage, and they are now giving that part of our downtown an advantage that the rest of our downtown business neighborhoods don't have. So I think that if they're going to do this at Columbus Avenue, they're going to have to take a look at McKay Street lot and the First Street lot. So if that's the direction they're going, they are essentially unwinding the parking management plan, and they are going to, the result will be that we'll have diminished revenues coming into the city that we use to maintain and upgrade our parking infrastructure.
Given that a lot of this conversation started with a specific business owner, Jim Raymondette of the Berkshire Nautilus on Summer Street, do you think there's a way to sort of refocus the conversation, maybe stop it before it expands to this larger citywide referendum?
I do. And, you know, one of the potential solutions that I would like to talk with Mr. Raymondette about, and by the way, I do have a meeting with him scheduled. And so the claim that was made last night that the mayor isn't doing anything is also not accurate. So I'd like to correct the record there. We do have a meeting scheduled with Mr. Raymondette, and I was going to explain to him how other businesses in the downtown manage the, manage with our parking structures. So, for example, Berkshire Bank, Cohen Cook, Valicenti, the Enoda Apartments, they all purchase from the city a certain number of spaces, and they pay the monthly fee for those spaces. And then those spaces are reserved for their employees or for their clients or for their customers. I would have offered a very similar opportunity to Jim for the Columbus Avenue lot, where he would be able to purchase, 8 or 10 spaces, pay that monthly fee, and have those spaces reserved for his clients. So that is sort of the balanced approach that I intend to bring to Mr. Raymondette. Now, that may not satisfy him, and he certainly has a choice as to whether or not he wants to participate in this manner the way that other businesses throughout the downtown do or not.
Another issue that came up at last night's meeting was a petition from Councilors Mazzio, Connell, Morandi, and Simonelli, the minority of four that successfully blocked the At Home in Pittsfield initiative back in April, that's requesting you put together a working group to look for another funding source to relaunch the initiative. When the initiative failed last month, you talked about that being the end of the line for that incarnation of the project. Where are you at now with this new referral?
So first of all, let me be really clear that I am absolutely committed to this initiative. However, nothing has changed. since the time that the four members were successful in rejecting the proposal that we put before them. Now, what I believe is that the members of the City Council, they are the working group. So, for example, when we conceived of this idea, I brought together my team of seasoned professionals, community activists, the lenders, and we put together an initiative that we believed would be good for the people of Pittsfield, where we would take funds and put it right to work in our neighborhoods. We presented it to the City Council. They debated it. They had some concerns. We took it back. We made the modifications to the initiative where we could. We submitted it back to them, and they rejected it because we couldn't find another funding source. And so it was disappointing to me that while we compromised on the things that we could, that there wasn't an equal measure of compromise coming back from those members of the City Council.
So at this point, as far as the specific referral to form a working group, do you have any plan to pursue that as it was written in the petition?
I'm certainly going to give it some thought. And I don't have an answer for you today about what my next steps will be. I will say that I appreciate that a majority of the members of the City Council do believe in this initiative and did support the funding source. So, we'll keep working at it.